So we have three or four big things we have to accomplish today, and anything that comes up along the way, we can certainly knock it out as well. But big thing number one is on this leadership launch and or after it's launched, how do we kind of predictably and reliably and continually bubble up enough prospects to make the thing make sense, right? So like, you know, that you know, 80% renewal rate thing would be important to talk about. And then we got to talk about what we can go do right now to go get, you know, 20, 25, 30 enrollments a month for the rest of the summer, and then have a huge back-to-school season with a big lead list. So we can definitely do that. And then we want to talk a little bit about lead follow-up, which was what you were mentioning yesterday.
Do we start there?
What's that?
Could we start there?
Yeah,
just in
sure.
case, because
I think
you
that'll
I have
be
that
equipment.
I have to leave at three, and if we don't quite finish, I don't want to miss that.
No, it's a good point. So let's do that. Let's talk about backwards. So lead follow-up systems. I mean, obviously, the depending on how sophisticated you want to get with this, right? And I'll show you kind of what we're doing as, like, probably the far right side of the pendulum. Okay, so, you have to envision all this stuff like a pipeline, right? So you've got a new lead that opts in on the website, or a new lead that, you know, however you acquire the lead, right? I don't know, whatever it is, right? By
birthday party.
Yeah, birthday party, piece party, whatever. You bought the school, you stole the school's directory or whatever, right? It doesn't matter how you get it, right? But in most martial arts schools, like they don't do any follow-up, right? Like maybe they'll call them once, and if they don't
that's
pick
me.
Up the phone...
That's me for the last 20 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and look.
It's the truth.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah.
You know. But anyway.
We managed to survive.
I will tell you. Well, no. Look, right? I mean, you're here, right? I'll tell you before we get into all these, like, you know, a bunch of little details and stuff, but the outbound telemarketing component of this is the most powerful part of the piece of the puzzle, right? I mean, to get a human being to talk to them, I mean, that's really the deal,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you can put together all these email sequences and faxes and voice broadcasts and emails and all this crap, and you will get marginally better results. You know what I mean? You'll get better results. But really, it's belly to belly. You know what I mean? It's getting someone to speak to the human being, right? Now, what the email and voice broadcast and fax does is usually helps you, you know, double or better the efficacy of the outbound telemarketer. Because now instead of going to the guy cold who doesn't really know you or whatever, see, you've sort of like built this, it's this relationship marketing thing we've been talking about, right? You've kind of built this like relationship over a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and now when the outbound telemarketer calls him and the program director calls him, they go, "Oh yeah, I've been reading your newsletter, I've been reading the email, I got the voice broadcast, I got the da 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 da, and you know I was really interested in X," and they start asking you like questions, you know, and that's all it is. I mean, it's not that, you know, it's not that you're going to have this huge flood of people, you know, calling you up because they got an email, right? Now you'll get some, you know, you will. And especially if you make, you know, the email sequence, if it works right and all that stuff and it's constructed right, you know, you will get calls. But really the big deal is, you know, when you call them for the second or third time or whatever, they're warmer. You know, they're much more likely to do something, you know? Because people are busy and life gets in the way and they read the email and they go, you know, and if it's what we described yesterday, if it's the 4 secrets to developing, you know, laser beam focus, and you've given them the 4 bullet points, you've told them what to do, not how to do it, see, now they're, like, hungry. They're like, well, that was interesting. How do I go do that? You know what I mean? And then, see, now, like, you're the solution, right? So that's a whole marketing conversation. But here's how our thing works. And then what you can do is just kind of figure out what component of that makes sense for you. Okay, so... for us, it's important to know why, right? Because we're always looking at what's in it for them, like WIFM, right? So we're always approaching all of these things, like, why did this person raise their hand, right? What are they interested in? What can we help them with? What problems can we solve, right? So, and actually, yesterday, Eric made an interesting observation. And I might test it the other way too, so I'm not sure about this. But basically, what happens is, let's say I land on the website, and we talked about the squeeze page, right? I have first name, last name, email, phone number, and then I have the benefit drop down menu, right? So remember we talked yesterday about like entering into the conversation that the person's already having in their mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the way we have it structured right now, and I may test something new, but the way we have it structured right now is each one of these pipelines is basically like, you know, a series of emails, a couple of voice broadcasts, you know, a couple of faxes, which don't do much good for the consumer market, but for the B2B market, it's good. It'll have an outbound telemarketing component, you know, real early on into the sequence, and then another outbound telemarketing component, you know, I don't know, a couple weeks into the sequence, that sort of thing. But anyway, and of course, there's a couple direct mail. There's a bunch of direct mail steps too. You get a direct mail piece once a week for the first 4 weeks, and then they go once a month forever, basically. You know. But anyway, so what happens is like. This is a little bit more complicated than probably what anybody in the room needs to do, because if you're at zero, this is huge, right? And this is really big. But what happens with us is we've got, you know, let's say they said focus. We've got a focus pipeline, a self-esteem pipeline, a self-confidence pipeline, right? So all the benefits that you offer, whatever reasons you think people are buying, whatever reasons you think people come to the school to get a problem solved, right? We basically have built a separate pipeline for each one of those benefits, right? So, and if memory serves me correctly, I haven't looked at it in quite a while, but if memory serves me correctly, it's either 6 weeks or 8 weeks long, right? If memory serves right.
Once a week?
Well, it's more touches than that a week. It's one direct mail piece a week for a month, for 4 weeks. So it's like four letters, right? So they get, let's say it's 6 weeks, right? And the number really doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just simply what it is. The only reason it's significant at all is what we connect with them, right? But let's say it's 6 weeks long. So I'm going to want them to get a little direct mail, you know, either a letter or a postcard, something like that, every week for 4 weeks, every week for a month, right? And the first letter, of course, is key to focus, right? If that's what they clicked on the thing, that's what I'm going to talk to them about, right? Because they kind of told me that what they're interested in is focus, right? So it's a little letter once a week for 4 weeks, and then we put them on a postcard trip sequence for the rest of the year forever, basically. An email probably twice a week, maybe more. Especially early on, you want to have a lot of them, you know? And again, the content on this, if you go to the website, I've got all that stuff I gave everybody at Quantum Leap, so you can download that off the thing. That'll give you a huge start of stuff, right? If you want to generate your own stuff, I mean, again, my recommendation is just get a little voice recorder, record it in the car, send it to a transcriptionist, and you'll have it back in a day, you know?
So what's the website that you were just referring to?
Website.
For the postcards, direct mail piece.
Oh, on the People Former section, we'll talk about it.
Oh.
But on the People Former section, at the Quantum Leap last year, I gave everybody a big, I gave everybody like a, I don't know how many segments it was, 10 or 11 or something like that, on kind of like sales letters and resource letters, mm-hmm. on pediatric bipolar, adolescent diabetes, ADHD, focus, self-esteem, self-confidence, right, all that stuff.
Do you recommend breaking those down into smaller pieces, right?
Yeah. If you can do an email a day for 3 weeks, that's good. Again, there isn't such a thing as too much as long as it's kind of like conversational. As long as they're, you know, and you can kind of track the open rates to see what's working. But again, email delivery is real flaky, but you know, it's good. I mean, if they're seeing you every couple of days and it's something that they want to read about, I mean, if they told you that they have a 7-year-old and they're interested in him developing a sense of focus. And if every other day they get a little piece, a little snippet in their email box that kind of helps them with that, well, you know, now when you call them, they're going to be like, "Oh yeah, thank you so much for sending me this stuff," and all that sort of thing, right? So anyway, the orchestration of this is that again, so we've got this initial lead in pipeline, and we call it sort of like a lead in, right? So that's when the lead initially comes in, that's where they go. They all get kind of segmented into these segments. And then we also have this core follow-up sequence at the bottom.
Toby, I gotta interrupt you for just a second.
No, do what you gotta do.
So when they come to a website or a landing page, and it hit that drop down. Now, are those, auto, you know, like the focus and the self-esteem and the self-control, are those going into an autoresponder right away? Okay, okay, that autoresponders have already been set up for that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and that's that content we're talking about. So I mean, yeah, basically, this sequence right here is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sequences.
Yeah.
And it's all the same orchestration, but in the focus sequence, the direct mail letters are all about focus.
Right.
In the self-esteem sequence, the direct mail letters, the emails, the voice broadcast, all that stuff is all about self-esteem, right? That sort of deal.
Yeah, sure. Right now, where I'm at is people come in, they go into an autoresponder, but it only brings kids, teens, you know, but
not bad.
Not benefits
for
what they're looking for.
It's not bad. You're one step there, you know. But again, that's infinitely better than getting buried in the muck and all this and not having anything done. See, that's why I almost hesitate to talk about these things sometimes, right? Because, like, this is huge and it's really useful and it's very important and it's really good, but if you say to yourself, well, I'm not going to put anything up until I get all this done, you'll never get it done.
Right.
Right? So to be where you're at is infinitely better than, you know, the average guy who, like, just looks at the stuff and their eyes cross and they're stare blank and they go, oh, shit, I got to go write all this stuff, right?
Right.
And they just never do anything. And that's not good, right? And what I was telling Jeff, you know, earlier today, in this renewal prep thing, I mean, it's so important to do it right. Right?
Yeah.
It's so important to get momentum early on it that if it means you got to stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning for a week and write a sales letter every day, then that's what you got to do. And I mean, seriously, I mean, look, you know, and Dan talks about this a lot. He's like, you know, when you're selling somebody something, it's useful to let them know that it's useful to allow them to believe that it's simple, easy, flip a switch and it'll be done. But we all know that doesn't work, right? We all know that that's not real. And what we all know is that if without work, you know, results suck, right? You got to work, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, what you're saying is fine. I mean, if it's kids, adults, you know, that's great. That's a huge step, right? Now, and again, even if you don't go this far, this might make sense. So these things are key to benefit and key to age level and all that sort of stuff. And then what happens at the end of the 6 weeks? As this campaign ends, right? So let's say they were in the focus campaign, and the 6 week goes by, and they haven't bought yet. Then they drop down into this core campaign, and the core campaign is less robust, but it's basically the machination of all the other campaigns, right? So then it's, you know, perhaps, you know, twice a week instead of four times a week emails, and it's, you know, once a month postcard instead of every week postcards, and then the benefits just rotate, right? So, you know, January's about goals, February's about self-esteem, March is about focus, whatever, right? So the premise here is Mrs. Jones said focus, I dripped on her for 6 weeks about focus and she didn't take action, so I'm going to drop her into this thing and I'm going to drip on her about everything else because maybe I'll hit that hot button at some point, right? Now, having said that, even in the sales letters that talk about focus, really it's the same core sales letter, slightly rewritten so that it still does mention the other benefits, you know? It's not only focus, but the headline is about focus.
Right.
So even if you were to take the exact same sales letter and just change the headline on all these, almost no one would ever know the difference, right? And in reality, what it is it's the same sales letter with a different headline, a different lead-in paragraph, a different ending paragraph, and maybe one paragraph in the middle is different. But almost everything else is the same. Right, because I mean, in a good sales letter, you're going to mention all that stuff anyway, right?
So once they get into the core, you're hitting them about every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, by email, probably more than once a week.
Right.
Not as aggressive as up here.
Right.
And then the voice broadcasting is a little more spread out, and the core campaign, frankly, all the automated stuff for all the franchisees is of course the email, the fax, the voice broadcast, right? And the direct mail is manual, so I don't expect that many of them are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what is important about the core campaign. Is this is your warm prospect list, right? So every event, every month you have in your school, this is the list that you're banging way out with it,
okay.
Right? So every time you do an anti-abduction class or Charlie D kit or a whatever, right? These are the guys that you're whacking for that. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, you know.
These are the guys we would mail to if we're going to do a back-to-school direct mail
absolutely.
Case.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so now, how do we, without having all this infusion stuff, how is the best way to make this simple and so it gets done?
The, I mean, AWeber does do all that stuff. You just have to manually move them, I think, from one to the other, as far as I recall.
Okay, so you set up various autoresponders, you put them in the one, and then at some point you have to move them to another one.
Yeah. I mean, that's the lowest cost way to do this. It's like $20 a month.
And you can set up multiple autoresponders.
You can set up thousands of them in AWeber. And AWeber is getting more and more robust, by the way. They've added a lot of features to their
site. Can you add PDF attachments to emails to do with that?
Yep.
You can.
Actually, I'm using a shopping cart system, One Automation Wiz. And that was like, baseline product was $20 a month, and but I stepped it up to the $59 a month because I have product on the sales on the side as well that I moved to that website.
I don't know anything about that specifically. Now there is one other thing on the market that actually we're looking at perhaps working with. Let's look at Endemic first. So inside the industry, Champions Way is pretty close to all this, but they don't have the automated triggers, just like AWeber. You have to move manually, right? You have to recategorize manually, right? Champions Way is probably the best inside the industry. I hate their websites, right? Because they have good looking websites, they have pretty websites, they have very functional websites. But they tend not to think about strategy. They tend just to, sell you a flashy website instead of think about how it should really work. And they've got some really talented people over there.
What does Member Solutions use for their base? Is it?
They've got that what's it called? It's a piece of software. But as far as I remember, and I haven't looked at it in a few months now, but their marketing module wasn't very robust.
Mm-hmm.
They did email autoresponders, but I don't think it integrated anything else. And then there's a bunch of new guys. There's a bunch of new players in the market now too.
Well, they merged. I think didn't they pick up their software from the company they merged with? When those guys merged.
Yeah. I think it's called something. I can't remember. But it's integrated with their billing, basically their billing service. So
but
it's
they,
just like it's just
they
like
ins- they integrated now with Constant Contact.
Yes.
So I guess that somehow it works with them.
Yeah. So which allows them to integrate with Constant Contact.
So there's already like these billing companies already have this stuff integrated.
No, some of them have that functionality.
Okay.
Right? Like Champions Way kind of sort of does, and Member Solutions things kind of does because it's Constant Contact. But then there's some new players in the industry too. There's Mindbody, and there's Igo Figure, and there's another one too. I just talked to her the other day. Can't remember.
But these are solutions really for your school databases
exactly
and the whole
that's
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And I think Igo Figure was at the last thing. They're like $60 a month.
Yeah, they're relatively inexpensive,
yeah.
and they're pretty robust for what you want to do. They came from that health and fitness industry, so they're kind of that frame.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not specifically Endemic, but it is what it is. But now there's another piece of software out there that you may or may not want to look at. It's called the Office Automator. And its business model is very different. Right, and it's kind of attractive. I'm actually Chris Pizzo and I are actually working with them to perhaps white label a piece of software for the martial arts industry.
Mm-hmm.
However, I haven't looked into it much. I saw the back end. They took me through a kind of like a back end tour, and here's their business model, which is why it's very interesting for us. Their business model basically is based on the direct mail. Right, so they're giving the software away. It's online services, software as a service, SaaS model, right? It's online, so you can get at it anywhere you've got internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does is it does all this stuff. Piezo says it does everything Infusion does, except for fax, right? But Infusion doesn't do direct mail natively. Infusion does fulfillment lists. So if I want to send direct mail, I just generate a fulfillment list. It automatically sends it over to our mail house, and they drop the mail in, right?
Okay.
This does mail natively, which means they tie directly into a print house where you can go through the Office Automator, set up your postcard, mail merge and all that stuff, set up your postcard, and they'll print and drop ship it for you, just like our guys do, but it doesn't need it. Kind of like integrating the software, right? So their business model is they're actually making 8% or 9% margin on the printing. So they're giving the software away for they have a $29 a month model, a $49 a month model, and they have $100 a month model. And this is all web-based?
It's all web-based, yeah.
And is this, in addition to this, I didn't hear, you know, Plow just at the beginning, but, I mean, does that track all, not just leads, but does it track your existing student base? And
well, see, no. I mean, this thing is outside the industry. So right now, it's just a marketing piece of software.
Okay.
It's designed for lead generation and tracking all the way up through being a client. However, it doesn't have, like, you know, moving this belt to that belt, and it's separate. But it has an API, so you can integrate with any other software. But yeah, no, it's not like the... See, Champions Way is the total solution, right? It does autoresponders, lead generation things, web forms, puts them into your database. They can move from one chunk of the database over to the student part of the database, and then they can move through the ranks and all that stuff. I mean, they've really got that in a crack. What they don't have figured out is how to do all this automation stuff where they move from one to the next to the next to the next and all that sort of stuff.
What was
that
company from out of the industry that you were just talking about?
Office Automated.
How far away is Champions Way from doing this? Not in the right plan.
We've been pinging them. They, and rightfully so, they very readily identify that if they did all that, the price point would have to be such that probably you all would be the only ones that would buy it. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody else, who the hell else is thinking this way?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most of them don't have what you have. Right? Most of them don't even know, like, what an autoresponder is. You know? I'm serious. I mean, look.
You're kidding, because I thought I was, like, the bottom dregs.
No, I'm telling you. No, I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, number solution thing, I just like, they call it front desk now. They must have changed the name.
It used to be something else. It's interesting, yeah. But see, those types of solutions for a school are good because, you know, in that environment, it integrates with their billing. When they scan their card, if their billing is bad, it goes ding, and they go talk to you, and there's all that, right? Which is all good stuff. And this is just about as robust. This would be just about the same developmental curve as all that is. You know what I'm saying? So they'd have to go and develop all that stuff. But they are integrated with Constant Contact, so I mean, it does a lot of this stuff.
So this Office Automator.
For your other businesses, there might be something you might want to look at.
What's that?
For your other businesses, that might be something you might want to look at.
Uh-huh.
I haven't played with it much yet, but at
did
at
they
such
have
a
demo?
Price point,
did they have a demo online? Or anything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At such a low price point, I mean, it's. Yeah.
What I was thinking of was just getting an AWeber account, setting up a number of autoresponders, and then there's a product you probably what it's called Act.
Yeah,
Act, right?
Yeah, Act, Goldmine, Albuquerque.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I guess, you know,
it's a
product, yeah, product contact database where I would use that for the direct mail stuff,
mm-hmm.
and to kind of keep track of things and use the AWeber for the email. I mean,
well, I'll tell you the cheat on AWeber that I used to do is, you know, AWeber you can send to a different email address, right? So what I was doing basically was I had a fulfillment email address at the school. Called fulfillment@mahacredit.com, right? fulfillment@orangecity.mahacredit.com. And as a step in the email sequence,
required a
it just emails it to that list. Emails it to that email address. Okay, so let's say you put 100 people in the database.
Right.
And on day 11, it says mail postcard number 1. So as each one of those people get to day 11, it emails your fulfillment@mahacredit.com and says send John Smith postcard number 1. So you'll have 100 emails in there, and you just click through them and see where they all are, and you go to fulfillment on that way. That's what I do.
Is that manual or automated?
Well, the email kicks off automatically. But then you've got to go through the email list and just call out all the list.
Who wants it? You want the postcard to go to. That's a manual thing, but the autoresponder is... Like,
it's a reminder.
It's an auto,
it tells you to go do it.
Which is good.
And in fact, it tells your staff to do it. So,
right.
You know, that's how I did all that stuff before we switched from Fusion.
So maybe I don't even need to have that other that app.
You should experiment with that. I mean, really, what you're wanting to do is the right thing. Is how do I get the mail to go out when it's supposed to go out, right? Or how do I get the thing to happen in the right order? And if you just have AWeber queue up that as a task, basically, and email one of your staff members, then all they have to do is just set a little separate box, you know, when they check it, and you know, and the way I did it was just every Thursday was the day we did mail.
Mm-hmm.
So every Thursday they would go through and take them all off and put the stamp, put the label on the card or whatever, and then you know.
And they would they manually write out the names, or would you use labels? Or
for postcards, we use label because who cares? Postcard,
right.
Right. But for the letters, you can do it in Publisher or Microsoft Word. You know, you can do mail merge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do mail merge with a handwriting font, and we just stuck the envelopes in a Lexmark 8220 printer that just printed them out in handwriting on the ancient printer.
Okay.
And it feeds them smooth, man. It was fast.
What was the name? Lexmark what?
Yeah. It's an old. You can't get it anymore. I mean, just go to Office Depot. Just anything that has a direct paper feed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If the paper's in the bottom tray and it's got to go up and around,
no,
screw it. Yeah, it's got to be a direct paper feed.
Right.
But there's some. I mean, they're smooth, man. They're fast now. I mean, it's you know, I have a laser printer that doesn't do, but it heats up the glue on the envelope.
Oh, okay.
It's not good.
So it should be.
They're using constant contact for.
That's
okay. With them.
Yeah. That's what. Yeah. Constant contact is like it's just like a word.
Same thing.
So you want to?
It's pretty robust. I mean, it really is. And they have habeas certification too. Constant Contact has you can do paid email delivery, you know, certified email delivery. You know, you pay, you know, half a cent an email or whatever, and they'll make sure it goes past the spam filters.
You mentioned an order. What is your? I mean, I'm sure that you and Stephen have figured out, you know, what order of email, postcard, fax, you know, and I'm mostly talking about consumer market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a good question. In reality, there's not much of it. Doesn't matter much. In reality, if you take a look at a one week of that campaign,
yeah.
Mostly it's the sales letter, and we take the sales letter and we're chunking it up into four emails, and then we're emailing it to you because it's the same content. And the voice broadcast kind of reiterates the same content. It's all the same stuff, right?
Okay.
And we're driving back to a web page that has similar content on it, right? So it's not like the orchestration of exactly what message goes exactly when is very important. But I'll tell you what is kind of important is the orchestration of the sales presentation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean is like if you think about like info marketing 101 follow-up sequences or follow-up direct mail is they raise their hand for the product but they didn't buy it. So what are the five reasons people don't buy something, right? So those are the five things that you're emailing them. Why they should believe that it's a solution to their problem, why they believe it's something that they can actually accomplish, why they believe the value, right?
Right.
That's all the sequence is about, is accomplishing those, overcoming those five objections, right? That's really what it is.
So one in each sequence?
Pretty much. It's if you were to take a very smooth sales letter, right, which is just us talking, and basically, you're doing an enrollment conference, right? That's what a sales letter is, right? So if you were to take you doing an enrollment conference and transcribe it, and then you were to take that enrollment conference and break it down into those component parts, here's where I describe the benefits, here's where I overcome this objection, here's where I preframe this, here's what, right? And that becomes your sequence. Then that's the right orchestration, right? But now the second part of that is, you know, the three-step marketing campaigns, the three-step direct mail campaigns have always been, they raise their hand to get into the lead funnel somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the three-step follow-up sequence always has been: number one, you know, restate the offer, restate the benefits, give them a really important reason to respond right now, right? So some sort of a very tight deadline, it expires in 2 days, you know, that sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second step does all the same stuff, except for it addresses the first piece that says, "Hey, I sent you a letter a week ago. I made this incredible offer to you. It expires tomorrow." And I just wanted to make sure that you had the opportunity to take advantage of it, and I hadn't heard from you yet, I'm concerned. It's the frankly I'm concerned letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the third step is, you know, I've mailed you this twice before, I haven't heard from you yet, I have, you know, no earthly idea why you wouldn't have at this point, I can only assume that perhaps you think that one of these things is still a problem, and then you try to solve the problem again, and then perhaps you do like a price drop or something like that. You know, you do a free trial offer or a
mm-hmm.
discounted trial offer or something like that. Some last ditch desperate effort to get them to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the traditional three-step follow-up sequence. That's how that works, right? In this deal, it's not any different. Just the focus of the deal is why are the reasons people don't buy, and how can I go solve those? You know? And it has to look like content. You know, it has to come to them and look like it's the Hafner postcard series, which is also on the website, by the way. It's the Hafner postcard series, which basically is, maybe it isn't.
I don't think so. I didn't see it.
We bought the license on that for Mahalik Karate. We wouldn't do anything on for NAM, but I think we wanted to sell it. Anyway, But what it really is it's you know, you take the five benefits or you take however many benefits it is that you're you know, kind of fulfill in your school, and there's just kind of like an individual presentation of each one.
Mm-hmm.
And then done on postcards.
Yeah. It's the you know, the five secrets to, you know, rock solid self esteem, and then each postcard is one of the secrets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then they all refer back to the first one. You know, they all refer back to, here's your third installment of the five secrets of self-esteem, and here's your fourth installment of the five secrets of self-esteem, here's your fifth. You know, and, you know, frankly, I'm concerned. I haven't heard from you yet, and I, you know.
How do they work?
They're good. They're really good. Yeah. I mean, the orchestration of the messaging is what's important. You know.
And that's part of the pipeline you're using for Mile High.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the drips. The monthly drip sequence.
Okay.
They kind of get that little newsletter and they get a little postcard that reiterates the newsletter. And the newsletter is a really good media for leads. It really is, because they perceive it as valuable,
right?
You know, and even if they don't open every one of them, the headline on each one of the newsletters is one of those benefits and stuff. So,
now you were saying at Quantum Leap that's going to be something that Natan is going to have available.
Yeah. I'm working so hard on that one; it's just fighting me all the way. But yeah, what the objective is, and I really hope to get that done, you know, this quarter, is the Done For You newsletter that's online. That has a bunch of relationship content, you know, like personality driven stuff and all that sort of stuff. And then you have a customizable panel that you can put your offer in.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can select from stock offers and stuff like that. Frankly, the constraint with that is we're using this vendor called Colorworks to do all this print on demand stuff for us. And this particular project is just outside of their skill set.
No.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst place you can be, is just outside, because they're happy and enthusiastic and thrilled to work with this, and they really want to make it work. And see, I would have been much better off if it was way outside their skill set.
But then they would just say, no, we can't.
Because then
do
I say,
it.
We can do it, and then we can find somebody else, right? But instead, it's been, well, yeah, but what if we do this? And then they do it, and they do a great job of it, and then I look at it, and I'm like, it's just not working. And then, okay, one more step, and then.
Yeah.
So now we're like six steps, and it's my fault. I should have just had five other vendors, you know, to think about it. But I'm going to go to West Press and see if they can do it. But yeah. The objective would be pretty quick to have.
And now, is that going to be something that we're going to supply addresses to, and they're going to mail, or we're going to order them and then mail them ourselves, or how's that?
You can do it either way. In fact, we're working on this. This is why it's out of their skill set. There's three tiers of the solution. Tier number one is you upload your lead list. And you say, I want this entire lead list to get all 12 months of newsletters.
Okay.
You'd set it and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Option number two is you load up a new list every month, right? Whatever list you want to have go to it. And then option number three is you just order 100 of them and send them to you.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, it's really supposed to be like a one-stop, make-it-easy deal. You know? It's just...
Ron Popeil, huh? Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it, yeah.
So, do you like have a full time web designer who's constantly making updates to this? You know, and
for Natma, yeah.
Say again?
For Natma, yeah. For Mile High Karate, we don't, but we just have all sorts of outsourced ones.
Okay.
I mean, if you have a web project that you need done or something like that, I mean, scriptlance.com is the best place to go.
Scriptlance?
Scriptlance.com, or guru.com, or elance.com.
Yeah.
Elance, like Elance, like freelance, but just Elance. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, what does Elance stand for again? Or guru.com, GURU. They're all just like outsourcing social networks, basically. And you post a project up, you describe exactly what you want in the project, and people from all over the world bid on it.
Really?
And it's like eBay in reverse.
Okay.
So they're all bidding, but you can make the bids public if you want, which means nobody's going to bid more than the last guy did.
Right,
so they're all
sure.
Gonna, you know.
And
there's some real talented people out there.
And this is, so they constantly upgrade your website and do this stuff for you if you wanted them to, if I sent
and
them
a for a specific project.
Yeah. What you're going to post up there is, I need a website done in WordPress template. I want
right.
a custom WordPress template built. For this website, it's going to have three pages, it's going to have this amount of content, it's going to do data capture from my AWeber account, it's going to do da-da-da-da-da. You post it up there and you'll have, you know, if it's a website, you'll have about 100 bids in an hour, right?
Really?
And it's ridiculous, man.
And very reasonable.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got guys in India that'll work for $3 an hour. That English is their first language, and they're extremely technically savvy.
Wow.
Right? I mean, I've got 800 websites right now or something like that, and Merrick has done a bunch of them. But all the Malik Wright stuff we had either Elsa do, or we've outsourced to Scriptland.
Because right now I got like two students, you know, one works for IBM and the other one, you know, works for web design. And so what they did there is nice.
You're far along, man.
But it took, you know, way more time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, because it's not their first job. And
This is a very different relationship. Now, this isn't like the magic pill. Because I told you guys, I haven't slept in a week, right?
Right.
Because I'm up till 6 o'clock in the morning because I'm chatting on Skype with these guys in India that are building this web project, right? Well, here's what I told you, right? The piece of software I'm building. That's what they're building, a piece of software like that.
Right.
So, I mean, they're very technical. They're very, I mean, you know, look. Number one, I mean, the whole country, you know, is you've got, what is it? What's the population of India?
Double ours.
Yeah.
About right.
Yeah, yeah.
Half a billion people.
Yeah. So 500 million people, and 450 million live in abject poverty.
Right.
But the other 50 million are, you know, made.
Skyscrapers in Mumbai.
Right, in Mumbai. Yeah, exactly. And that's where these guys are at, is in Mumbai. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, English is their first language, and they're very technically savvy, and you know, I mean, look. It's a marketplace like eBay, right? So when you're on eBay, you know how you have like platinum sellers and you've got like people that don't have any ratings at all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who are you going to buy from, right? You're going to buy from like the platinum seller because
right.
he's got a good track record and he's got 5,000 positive responses and all that stuff. Well, the same thing on Street Plans.
You've got something to lose, basically.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you have like some, and plus they use an escrowing service. So I could show you. I've got 10 projects up there right now. But I mean,
if they want to continue to do business on there, they have to be honest. They have to.
Yeah, outside
of that. I got ripped off once.
I have too.
But I went outside. I mean, I went outside of it, and it was a guy from India, and he was going to do all this web placement stuff, blah, 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 blah.
SEO. Yeah.
And it was, like, really dirt cheap, which I knew it would be because, like you said, for $3 an hour, I mean, they're glad to do that.
For them, that's exactly. That's upper middle class for them.
Oh, wow.
And the
turnaround time is, like, ASAP?
Well, they're bidding for that. See, what they're bidding for is what you're going to have. If you just go there and hack around, I mean, it's real simple. What you're going to have is you're going to post your project, and people are going to bid for money and time and everything. So you're going to have a bid from a guy that has 9 positive reviews, and it'll say, I'll do it for $50, and I'll do it in 14 days.
Okay.
And then the next guy that bids is going to say, I'll do it for $100, and I'll get it done in 10 days. And the next guy will say, I'll do it for $12 and I'll get it done in 21 days, right? You get the whole thing. And then you can communicate back and forth with them until you pick somebody. And then you pick somebody, award them the project, you put the money in an escrow account, so they don't even get it yet.
Right.
Until whatever your terms are. So if you say, I ain't paying you until you deliver the whole thing to me, then that's what happens.
Okay.
They put the money in escrow, you set the money up, all they can do is cancel it, all you can do is release it to them. So you're both protected, right? The money sits there. They know the project's funded. They go do all the work, and they ping you back every day and say, how do you like this? How do you like that? How do you like this? You say, yes, no, da-da-da-da-da. And then when the thing's done, they deliver all the files to you, and you check them all, make sure it all works, and you say, okay, great, here's your money. It's done. Right. It's cool. It's pretty cool. And these are pretty technically, I mean, you know, we had some guys do some search engine optimization and some PR web posting and stuff like that for us and stuff like that. And
the hardest part, I think, is communication.
Because I can see how, you know, what you guys are talking about, right? Okay, you know,
but the design
is
easy.
And take this, you know, this 140 student business and just, you know, like a Ferrari just into fifth gear.
There's no reason to go slow.
Right.
There's no reason to do this leadership launch thing or to do any of this stuff. See, that's what people, I think, like, subconsciously have challenges with. Is there's no reason to have a $5,000 a month school that you add 10% to a year. So next year you do $5,500, and the year after that you do $6,200.
Yeah,
one at a
time.
$7,000. Why? Why should it have to be? It doesn't have to be that way. Now, there is a certain ceiling. When you do get to a certain level of student value, you know, when you get to $220 a month per student value, people do tend to hit a ceiling, right? And then it's all about little tweaks of the dial rather than big flips of the switch. But from 5 or 6,000 to 30, it's two or three big switches that you flip, and that's it. You know, really, it's the what do you do when you get them switch, and then it's the how do I go get more switch. That's really all it is. You know, and if you build the right ship initially, if you have the right product,
mm-hmm.
then those are the only two things that matter. Is what do you do with them when you get them, and how do you get a lot more of them. You know.
Yeah.
That's all it is. This is all mathematics, right? This isn't
yeah.
like, you know, what happens when you're the owner and the instructor and the sole cook and bottle washer is you get buried in every damn other little detail.
Right.
Well, you know, if I only would have this, it would. No. It's not because you teach commas. It's not because you have XMA program. It's not because you have a little ninjas program. It's not because you do fitness kickboxing. It's not, right? All
right.
That's not relevant, right? People don't pay $200 a month for fitness kickboxing for the most part, right? Now, Jim does has cracked a bit of that code on the fitness
well,
on the fitness side of
well,
things, but it ain't that.
10 weeks.
Yeah, it's a whole different deal. Yeah,
still
yeah.
Not,
he hadn't cracked the retention code yet, but.
Well, obviously his retention
is
huge.
Is it really good for fitness? For fitness, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, for yeah.
And
well, astronomical.
UBC people can stick around too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
remarkable. In fact, I have to say his retention for fitness.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But it's true what you're saying. It's like you're not going to get anybody to pay $200 a month ongoing for extended periods of time. Doing
yeah, for 5 years,
stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I personally I flipped the opposite direction,
right.
You know?
Right.
So it's like, hey, you know, don't waste your time on fitness kickboxing. You can, you know, spend this next 5 years either going out there and not being coached, or you can become a really substantial martial artist and
right.
get a high rank
in
martial arts,
right.
you know, and still
right.
get in better shape, you
right.
know.
Right.
So I
yeah,
put
yeah.
it out to him a lot. People
yeah.
think we're the same, but we're the anti-fitness kickboxing.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, no. But we need to talk to Jim. Let's set him up for next week and chat with him.
Yes, yeah.
Get something set up for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, I tried to get him to shoot. He was supposed to shoot with me the other day, so he wasn't available. So
sure.
He has been around
yeah.
this week.
Yeah, just make sure we have it on our list. But yeah, I mean, there's no reason to go slow, and really it is two big flips of the switch. And the big flip, well, maybe it's three switches. The first switch that has to flip is you have to have your paradigm right. You have to have your thinking straight and the business model, the goals of the business straight, which you guys do. I mean, you know, you get all that. That's the easy part for most of us. Then it's, here's your pipeline. How do you extract the highest level of value from the pipeline, and then how do you fill it? You know, you got to do both, right? And when I say extract the highest value, obviously what we know that we mean by that is we have to solve bigger problems if we want more money, right?
So let's focus back in a second. As an example, like, you know, we used to run a lot more birthday parties,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't know about you guys, but I run these birthday parties. First of all, I hate to do it myself. I used to do them all, and I hate to do it. Now I have a one of my young lady black belts. She's like 20, and she's kids love her, and, you know, she's really good. So anyway, so she doesn't. But what we've done in the past is we get them into the party. Oh, they really like it. You talk to the parents. Oh, this looks like a really good thing. And they're all excited. You think you're going to get 2, 3, 4 sign-ups out of this birthday party, and you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do, you get nothing. And then so I've talked to a few people that have said that they get pretty good results at a birthday parties, and I was part of Melody's thing for a while,
mm-hmm.
and blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah. And the key thing seems to be, anyway, that you really have to follow up on them.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know,
yeah.
they may not sign up today, but if you stay with them, you'll get a percent, you know, a decent percentage of them. Who's the guy from, I think it was Massachusetts, no, Connecticut, who, like, built this whole, is it Steve Doyen?
Oh, yeah, Steve, yeah. Yeah,
is
yeah,
he
yeah.
the one that, like, built this whole business based
so,
on
yeah.
on
I think so, yeah.
birthday
yeah.
parties?
He was in
all
internal referrals, yeah.
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 Stepping out.
Yeah.
Is he part of any of your groups or anything? Or
no, I know Steve knows Steve real well. And he's a
oh.
member and stuff, but
oh, okay.
but I think he's just not paying attention.
But I think this guy built this. I mean, he has a huge school, doesn't he? Like 800 students.
Yeah,
or something
for a while
like
he did.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
not sure what
he has
now.
But
yeah.
I mean, and he built it pretty much all on birthday parties, from what I understand. And so it was. It's really about, you know. So now, of course, you know, our waiver. We have a separate waiver for the birthday party, and it's got all the info and the email address and a whole bit. So we have one the other day. I got the information. I haven't done anything with it yet because
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to set up the sequences and
mm-hmm.
all this kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff. But it seems like, you know, and we talked about having those, Stephen Oliver talked about having those different kind of, you know, different types of parties just to,
mm-hmm.
you know, get people or do free birthday parties for all your students or, you know, offer so many free birthday parties a month to the public, for that matter,
right,
just to get a whole bunch of people to talk to each month. I mean, really, when you think of it, it's cheap. I don't know what it costs you guys to get a lead, but I mean, to get a halfway warm lead, I mean, or a phone call from an ad sometimes, I mean, you're spending.
Yeah, it's a few hundred bucks.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, per lead. So if you have a birthday party, you know, you pay a couple of your people to do it. If you've got somebody that's pretty sharp, and, you know, you can pretty much, whenever the school's not busy, you can try to run, especially on the weekends, I guess. You could probably
get
several.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I actually got to confirm with my guy that he's set for this afternoon's birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a good opportunity for this kind of thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, what you're describing is actually really the right thing that we should all be thinking about. Because what it really is, okay, you know, there's five reasons people don't buy. You know, there's maybe another one that isn't in there for what our kind of product is, and it has to do a lot with
timing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe it's not the right time right now. You know, maybe, you know, because it, you know, people don't pay attention if they perceive that it's not the right time at all. You know, they don't pay attention really at all. And, you know, maybe it's I just enrolled in soccer, so I'm really not looking for anything else right now. So pretty much almost anything that you would show me, I would ignore anyway, because I'm just not in that headspace right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, it's about being there when their timing is right. And like back to school, again, this is why everybody thinks that they're a marketing genius for back to school, and they are, right? Because, you know, the conversation in the prospect's head already is, what am I going to do? You know, what is it we're going to do for the school
right.
year, and
mm-hmm.
what is our schedule going to look like? And that's what they're already thinking. So what happens is you plop in front of them, and now you've unlocked the key to the castle, because you've plopped in front of them the message that they were looking for already.
Right.
You know, what am I going to do with Johnny, you know, for
mm-hmm.
the school year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh my God, well, look at this. It's exactly what I've been thinking about. Right?
Yes.
You know? But yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the big thing. Now, the other part of it, of course, is we want to go back and find out where the gaps are and see if there's things that we can do, you know, either during the thing or before the thing or after the thing or whatever, to increase the ratio of the people that we get from the parties immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which perhaps we can spend some time on. But yeah, the follow-up thing is all about, like, you know, we don't know when the right time's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of like, it doesn't matter much because we're always going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Mostly.
Okay.
But I think that's right. I think that's right. You know. And again, if we're talking money, right? You know, let's say that, and I'll do the conservative version. Steven always does the, you know, send him the FedEx and do all this other stuff.
Right.
Let's do that. Let's say it's 6 weeks. So let's say I'm going to mail them once a week for 4 weeks. So let's say it's a buck. Let's say it's $4 in the mail. Right? You can send a lot for a dollar. Right? You can send a lot in an envelope for a dollar. You can send a CD. You can send a CD in an envelope with letters and stuff for a buck. You know, pretty much, right? So we send them a CD once at least. So let's say we do $4 in direct mail. All the email is free, right? The faxes are 40 cents a fax. So let's say we're not doing fax because nobody, you know, whatever. Voice broadcasts are like 13 cents per delivered call.
Do you use voiceshot.com?
Well, it integrates with our software. It integrates with Infusion.
Oh.
But there's a bunch of them out there.
Right.
A bunch of them.
You don't think that pisses people off?
Depends on what it is. It's all the message, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it could. But I'll tell you, I don't have it on my machine. But I'll tell you one that you guys are going to get for the Quantum Leap coming up. It's an Elvis impersonator.
They better not call me in the middle of the night. That's what they were doing for a while. You know, you had your fax
set
up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off.
Dude,
I didn't know who it was because I don't have a fax machine at my house. They sent it to my house instead of the school. And I couldn't figure it out. Finally, I had an extra fax, an old fax machine. I hooked it up. I didn't hook it up. I had it all set. So, because it always rang like three times, right? So it rings like 2 a.m. and you jump out of bed. And we have kids, grandkids, you know, you think, what the hell's going on,
right? Yeah.
So we jump, you know. So then I would get to a point, I'd jump out of bed, I'd get the fax machine, plug the frigging thing in, hope it rings again, you know, and finally I figured out it was NAMA. I said, son of a bitch. So then I called down, I don't know if I talked, it was either Bob or Steve I talked to. We'll get it taken care of, don't worry about it. The next week, same thing. And I'm like...
Well, the thing is, I don't know how your phone number got in there, first of all. There were two problems. Problem number one is I don't know how your phone number got in the fax thing. And the second one was the software was set up to deliver them at the time. I was like, oh, no. But the voice broadcast thing is one of them that you guys are going to get is an Elvis impersonator. See, so what happens is, see, again, you've got unwelcome past or welcome guest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And one of the ways through that door is like with humor and, you know, all that stuff, right? So what this deal is it's see, next month is the second week of the month is National Elvis Presley Week, right? And since Elvis was a black belt, in all of our schools, we have an Elvis Day where everybody dresses up like Elvis, and they come in and they do Elvis stuff, and you know, we play Elvis music in the classes, and
right,
all that stuff.
Right.
So the marketing campaign for the Extreme Success Academy is the Elvis theme, and we're celebrating National Elvis Presley Week, and you're all going to get a voice broadcast from an Elvis impersonator that says, you know, hey, this is the king calling
right.
for NAPMA, and da da da, and I want to make sure you're registered for the thing. And see, that's kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
See, then people are like, literally, in many cases, people are like saving their voicemail, and when the wife gets home, they're saying, "Hey, Martha, you got to listen to this one," you know, and they put it.
And they her up, right?
Yeah, you know, exactly. And Bill Glazier's most successful one ever for him in his menswear store was Bill Clinton impersonator, and he did the Bill Clinton thing, and it was, you know, "Hi, this is not your president, but the president of Gage's Menswear wanted me to call you and remind you about the XYZ thing," and da da da. And he talked about the special and the stuff. And at the end of the call, and he said, "You should have received a postcard in the mail yesterday that had the secret code on it, so that you could collect your 25% discount. But if you didn't get the postcard, don't worry. Come into the store anyway and say the password Bubba, and we'll give you the 25% discount." So now,
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
So see, now the guy's like, you know, might be mildly irritated at the beginning of the call, but then by now he's like laughing, and you know, it's great.
25% off his suit.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Right?
Okay, so for us, yeah, obviously we're not going to be able to afford these
kinds
of things.
But you can afford them.
I remember somewhere, I guess, remember Master Oliver saying that they have their voicemail set up so that if somebody answers, it hangs up, but if a message machine comes on, it's when it works. Is that better?
Yeah, all those you can do that with it. Yeah, basically it's you've got like they all have two settings, and it's live answer and machine answer, and that's the best way to do it. That's the best way. Just deliver to the message machines, you know.
Which half of the time, if you notice, you need to call people. That's what you get anyway, because people are screening their calls or whatever.
Right. Sure. But they got the yeah. Hey, we got the caller ID. We don't know the number. We don't know the person.
Good answer. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't.
Yeah,
so having to hit voicemail is probably even better.
Yeah, it's better.
So
yeah, which there's some strategy involved in that. So usually when we deliver voice broadcasts, we usually try to deliver them around, I don't know, 10 in the morning or 11 in the morning, hopefully when everybody's gone to work and stuff like that, and, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, there's a little bit of strategy there, but the whole concept here is, again, the goal here is you're trying to create the image in your prospect's mind that you're this trusted community resource when it comes to X. When it comes to focus building or self-esteem or self-confidence, right? By all this content you're sending them, all this sort of information that's educating them as to, you know, like your thing was perfect yesterday. The slideshow was perfect because it was the overarching concept, the, you know, whatever it was. What was one of the subheadings? Whatever. One of the headings is like the overarching concept, and then you elaborated on it enough that kind of made me go, well, that's pretty cool. I wonder how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they're kind of like asking themselves, well, that's pretty cool. How do they accomplish all that? You know? So you're like creating that conversation. So that's what all that content is about. And then the voice broadcast is really the same thing. The concept of the tool is to kind of like, you know, kind of build a relationship, and humor is a good way to do it, or, you know, whatever, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's...
You know, talking about getting, adrenalized in the middle of the night, my kid... had some problems with this guy. He wanted to send him to jail, actually. And so, I don't know what it's like in your state, but if any time that happens, they have to let you know the guy's status when he goes to jail or goes back to jail. So this guy, over the course of the next 2 years, kept going in and out of jail.
Oh, so you get a call every week?
5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, gee.
It is concerned party, inmate, you know, and then he had a name, Joe Jones, has been reincarcerated. You know, if you have any concerns about this, you know, and they would do it like, you know, four times over the course of that week, you know,
and
then
jump
at 5 o'clock
in
the morning. Plus, it's the most
girl, this kind of voice, you know, real serious and loud, you know.
Heart beat like crazy and all, you know. Yeah, he said, drive me nuts.
Our home phone has do not disturb button.
Every night I set that. But the thing is, we have a big family, we have a lot of kids, we have grandkids, when that phone rings in the middle of the night, you're always like, the incident happens, we're both like,
My home phone is set up such that only the numbers that I want to come through will come through.
Yeah.
Everybody
else
goes straight to voicemail.
Yeah, there's a bunch of online stuff. Well, and again, on this specific media, the specific voice broadcasting media, the most effective way to use that is in support of direct mail or in support of email. So it's the postcard dropped on them on Tuesday. On Wednesday or Thursday, they get a voice broadcast that says, hey, I sent you something in the mail, and I wanted you to take a look at it, and you know, here's what it was all about, and you know, that sort of deal.
Okay, so you're tying
it. It's basically, we've always used it as a response booster to a direct mail package. So if you send them the sales letter with a certificate or something like that in it, you say, you know, hey, this is, you know, Shihan Pace from, or, well, probably not, but in fact, probably the word sensei would be better off there, but you know, this is, you know, Mike Pace from XYZ Karate, and I just sent you a package in the mail, and there was a special certificate in there worth XYZ, and I want to make sure you didn't miss it. So, you know, make sure you go check your mailbox, and you know, that sort of deal. But that's been the highest and best use of that media. But is that
all right? So there's no simple answer. Basically, I should really dig into AWeber and get all the emails set up, and then see if I can can have it just send us. And I can, and you can see, obviously on the notice thing, right? So if you did it on a weekly basis, like you said on Thursday, you would. I'm just trying to think how you would do that to have, because you got people coming in the pipeline at all different times, right?
Yeah, we just let them queue up, and we did all the mail on every Thursday. So, I mean, you know, there's going to be a couple day slop in there.
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know, it's getting done. You know, that was my thing.
That's the thing, yeah.
That was my thing, was it was, yeah, I didn't care if it was exactly on day three that they got it, but they got it that week, you know.
Right, okay. Cool. I think that might be the simplest thing then.
That was the easiest thing I could come up with.
Because I find that the more complicated it is, it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't get done yet. Yeah. Which, frankly, is why with the franchisees, we have to automate all this. Because they just won't do it. And rightfully so. I mean, you know, depending on how you want to think about it, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the more of that stuff that we can automate for them, the better. However, every time we do that, there's you know, dollars that are associated with that. You know? I mean, you know. Because I ain't going to go stick freaking stamps on envelopes for you.
Right,
you
sure.
know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, so you know, we're going to have the fulfillment house do it or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that sort of deal. But anyway, yeah. So I think that's probably a shortcut. Why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we take like 10 minutes and come back at least about 10:45, and we'll...